TR, Romo.
0TR, KB4CBA.
Good afternoon, Dave. Excuse me. We're just leaving the Little Red Bull where we had a nice dinner. How's your day?
It's been pretty good. I'm headed back out to the sports club for another match of tennis at 5:30.
It's sure a lot better weather. I'm showing 81 degrees, and the car's been sitting there at the Little Rebel, so that might be a little hotter than what it really is. Mother Nature's blessed us with some good weather.
I'm going up to Maggie Valley tomorrow to see my sisters, and I'll be up there I guess I'll leave Sunday. And I'm looking forward to raising the windows up at night and sleeping with the windows up open.
You might put an extra comforter on. It's supposed to be in the 50s up there, I think, of the morning.
They got down to 47 or something like that the other night. So, who knows? I'll probably head up there sometime in the morning, be there. She wants me to... Oh, my goodness. Road's closed. I guess I'm not turning right there. But anyway, she wants me to help her with her Jeep. It's making a noise, and she's going to take it to the dealership, but she wants me to listen to it. Something in the steering or, you know. So I'll see if I can figure out what's going on. I'd like to know before, you know, she turns it over to them.
The next best idea, the tip of the day, would be buy a Toyota.
You know, I've tried to tell my sister in as many nice ways as I know how that, you know, when you work on a quality vehicle and then you see not so good quality, I said, you know, you recognize that in a hurry. And I said, you know, so, but she loves those Jeeps. I don't know why. I mean, they used to be great when before Chrysler took over and, you know, everything just went crazy.
Advanced Auto, a year or two ago, and a guy bought a part for a Jeep, and when he left, the sales partner, Jeep's break, and he says, you got that right.
You know, it's just a quality thing. I mean, God, it's El Camino. It's old. Looks like a 74, maybe. Smoke coming out the exhaust, so it's running ridge. Probably the choke's probably closed on the carburetor. I'd hate to see the spark plugs on this thing. But anyway, I just put my car on, my air on recirculate because things about it choked me to death and I got a headache. It's not making it any better. I like carbon monoxide. But anyway, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, when you're turning knobs and switches and different things like that, you just notice the quality or the lack thereof. And and it's not only that, I mean, I see stuff under the hood, under the car. I mean, it's just, you know, like I said, when you work on quality vehicles, it doesn't take you but just a minute to figure out when something's not made up to, you know, up to good standards.
This is NZOTR Mobile. Well, Dave, you would know, that's for sure. And oh boy, there's the daughter calling back, Dave. I gotta go. But you left yourself wide open. You said you had a headache and something that ugly ought to hurt. See you later, bud. N02.
AB4CBA.
AB4CBA. This is KR4AAE. Imagine that, Dave. I get to talk to you twice.
I just can't believe it. I'm just trying to get a mental picture and a grip on that mentally. I just can't believe it. But anyway, so how are you doing?
Man, just cruising 85 northbound and sitting in traffic. Good thing I got a cell phone and a radio to chat on. I was listening to you and Tom about good quality cars, and I can tell you right now, Toyota, Honda, those are probably my two choices for a good quality car. I mean, every Honda I've driven and owned, I've put 250,000, 300,000 miles on it before I even thought about selling it.
You know, I mean, anything mechanical is going to break down eventually, but I don't know, just certain cars have, problems, and I guess we'll leave it at that. And that's why you can buy them cheaper, and that's why you see a lot of them on the car lot. You know, if you see a lot of a certain kind of make or model of a car on a used car lot, like, you know, all these used car lots they have in Greer and around places here, and there used to be a lot more, but anyway, that's the car you don't want to buy, you know, because it's there at the used car lot for a reason, and somebody's getting rid of that piece of junk, and so, you know, you just, you make a list of what you see in the used car lot, and those are the cars you don't want to buy.
Going to have to remember that one for when it comes time for me to replace a car, because I think you're 100% right on that one. I'm definitely going to keep that piece of advice and tuck it away in my file cabinet in my brain. So you heading back to the tennis courts for your second match of the day?
The second one, I had a 9:00, and the league started last week, so we had to start playing and start our matches at 5:30 instead of 6:00. So I like to get there early, so there's plenty for me to do while I'm waiting, you know, for 5:30 to get here.
That. Do you play doubles or primarily singles?
Play both, but like this morning, I played singles. I played a 3-5, and I'm a 3-0, and he beat me. I mean, it was like, you know, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4, something like that. But, I got some good shots in, and I was having a little trouble with my serve, so, but, you know, as I get tired, I start making mistakes, and I have to really, they say the first thing you lose in tennis when you get tired is your concentration.
I can definitely see that and how it applies to tennis and all aspects of any sport. I mean, I've competed at some pretty high levels, and man, when you get tired, it gets hard to focus, so I get it.
85 northbound, so where are you headed?
I think I'm southbound. Yeah, I'm going southbound towards Greenville. I'm almost towards Pelham Road. That's where I need to hop off the exit in the good old 85 corridor, the death corridor, as they call it.
Hey, Pelham Road?
Pelham and 85, that's where I'm headed.
Be one of the least desirable exits to be at this time of day. I'm laughing. I mean, you know, I put in my time, and I used to have to drive from Traverse Rest down Lawrence Road all the way to the Motor Mall, and you're talking about fit to be tied, man. I would be fit to be tied when I got there, and then I might have a great day, but then driving home, you know, it takes you, 35, 40 minutes to do a 15-minute drive, and, man, by the time I get home, I'm ill as a hornet. So I'm glad those days are behind me.
There is a very good reason why I only come out this way once every 2 to 3 months, if that. And I don't do this often, but only in certain cases when I need to come back this direction. But, yeah, this is not very enjoyable, but talking on the radio makes it a little more enjoyable.
I mean, that's me. Yeah, if I can talk on the radio, heck, I've been to driving up 85 North, going to Bowling Springs, and I was talking to some guy on the radio, and he said, "Well, where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm at I just went by mile marker so and so." He goes, "Man, you passed your exit 10 miles ago."
Oh man. Yeah, I've done that a couple times. I've been talking on the phone and missed my exit by about 15 miles, and I said, "Oops, I got to turn around, guys. Got to get off the phone so I can focus to where I'm going."
I remember who I was talking to, but I was going there to see Phil W4NGU. NGU. Never give up. So I should have taken the Highway 9 exit. I think it was open at that time. They were doing some construction on that. But anyway, Phil had something for me to do up there. And so anyway, it was, it's kind of embarrassing when you're talking on the radio and then all of a sudden you realize, the exit's 10 miles behind you, south of you, so you need to, so you've driven 20 miles and, for nothing, basically.
Yeah, I still catch grief for that every day. Well, Dave, I got to get running here. I got a phone call coming in I need to answer. It was nice chatting with you. Good luck on a tennis match. This is KR4AAE for KB4CBA. Clear on your final.
Have a good one. Be careful out there. Hope you have a good evening. KR4AAE, KB4CBA Mobile.